Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. I'm your host, Shannon Yvette. I believe one of the greatest gifts we give ourselves and those we love is the beauty of our own wholeness. When we focus on the inner work of our soul, the outer world will transform. I am honored to be on this sacred and transformative journey with you. Greetings and welcome to Worthy Radio. So today we're speaking on why you're growing but not healing. There's a lot of emphasis in this world on growth, 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 but a lot of people who are growing are not healing. And so today I'm going to share with you the difference between growing and healing and how we can come together and consciously participate in both our growth and our healing. So welcome to this episode of Worthy Radio. Hi, everybody. This is Shannon Yvette, and welcome to Worthy Radio. Today, we are speaking on why you are growing, but not healing. And the quote of the day says, what lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us. That's one of my favorite quotes, and it was posted by a woman that I love who's in our Worthy tribe, Shirley Dickerson. She posted that in the tribe a few days ago, and our tribe is an inspirational place. If you have not joined us, you need to go over to worthytribe.com, theworthytribe.com, and join us. We coach there live every single week. My team of mentors are over there. And so if you want live group coaching, it's free. It's an amazing community. We encourage you to join us. And that quote is the truth. You know, what is really in us is where the power is. And so growth is about becoming. When we look at the world of personal growth, this is about people who are advancing. They're becoming the person that they want to be. They are doing that through the vehicle of discipline. They may be doing that through the vehicle of spiritual evolving. They may be doing that through the vehicle of conscious faith. They may be doing that through the vehicle of Christianity, of whatever their religious beliefs are. So they're growing, they're growing, they're growing. And they're moving forward and they're becoming a better version of themselves. But that's not the same as healing, right? Growth is becoming the person you want to be. Healing is making peace and accepting the person you are and you used to be. So it's making peace with your past. Healing is making peace with your past. Healing is also accepting who you are right now. Growth is very forward oriented. It's very much about, I want to get here. I want to be in this place. I want better. I want more. I want things to get easier. And all of these things are true. The deeper we devote to our growth process, we start to see changes in ourselves. We start to see what used to get to us can't get to us anymore. We really start to have the eyes of our understanding open. I was speaking to a friend the other day and I said, it's funny that you don't know how broken you were until you're whole. When you're in your brokenness, when you're in your woundedness, it's just normal life. When your heart is far away from God and you're kind of, you know, in and out of the faith, it's just normal life. And then when you devote your heart fully back to God, you're like, ooh, I didn't even know I had gone prodigal, right? I didn't even know I had backslidden because I thought me and God were good. But when you really get back into that intimacy and beauty with God, you realize, oh, I was kind of like distanced. Me and him had kind of broke up, right? Me and God kind of broke up. But we're back together now. So you feel the increase of your anointing and your peace and your power. And you realize when you look back, oh, I was in a really dark place. And so growth allows you to see how far away from yourself that you were. And yet healing is the ability to make sure you don't sabotage your growth, right? Because you'd never want to go to a place in growth that the character of your soul cannot maintain. And when we've been focused on growth, I want to grow in my career. I want to get to this next level. I want to level up. This is the way we talk in our society. I want to level up. I want to get to the next place. I want to come up higher. Yes. And we want all these things. We want to ascend. We want to go higher. We want to level up. And yet, what is the foundation of that? If we have not made peace with our past, if we have not healed those demons, those traumas, we may find ourselves with public success and private pain. I know a lot of successful people. I live in LA and I'm surrounded by people who work in certain industries that we really admire as a people. We admire celebrity culture. And yet, A person can have all the outward accolades of success, and if there's no private peace, they may have grown in their field, but it doesn't mean they've healed. It doesn't mean they've healed. And so you can see a lot of destructive behavior where we applaud outward success. Ooh, they rolled up in a Maserati, or ooh, they have this, or oh, they live in this part of the, you know, neighborhood, but it doesn't mean that they are going home to peace. And there are people who have mastered the game of growth and healing. And I pray that you become one of those people, that you master the game of both growth and healing, where there is a forward motion, but there's also a daily check-in with where you are and making sure that nothing from your past is holding you. You know, growth is about getting that treasure that's on the inside of you and recognizing the value of that treasure and being able to position it as you go up higher in this world. And healing is about making peace with all the years that you forgot yourself. Healing is about making peace with your tendency to wallow in regret or guilt or shame. Healing is about letting yourself off the hook. Healing is about accepting that this is exactly where you are on the journey. I've had clients that I've worked with come to me and say, God, if only I had known this 10 years ago, I would have saved myself so much trouble. Or if only I had known this when my kids were younger, I could have had a better life for them. And there is a reason to pause and reflect. There is something beautiful about really sober reflection, to look at your life and see where maybe you can make different choices moving forward. But there is something very harmful and destructive about the game of guilt and shame and condemnation. It keeps us bound. It keeps us stuck in these soul shackles, so that when we do start to bring good things in our life, if we have not healed old guilt, then we will find ways to punish ourselves and diminish ourselves in the very seasons that we've prayed for. And so it's not enough to say, God, I want to grow. It's God, I want to grow and heal. I want both. I want both. Because again, growth allows you to embrace the possibilities of a worthy life, yet healing is what ensures that you won't sabotage it when it comes. And so while we don't believe in staying stuck in the past, replaying old stories over and over again, oh, this is what happened. This is what happened when my dad didn't do this. This is what happened when he walked out on me. It is so important to know thyself. It is so important to know thyself. You know, we can outrun ourselves. We can live on the top of ourselves, over the top of our lives. We can be so focused on our yoga classes and our meditation and our green drinks and our vegan lifestyle. And I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And I'm becoming more conscious and I'm becoming more aware and I'm becoming more enlightened. Great. That's great. And yet when we're not engaged in all these outward growth activities, which can also become, you know, a little bit addictive, they call them course junkies. We call them convention hoppers. You know, I'm going to the next convention. I'm going to the next hallelujah. I'm going to the next shout. I'm going to the next journey. We can chase all of these things because we feel that we need to grow. And sometimes even these outward growth-oriented activities can be a distraction from the quietness of the soul that's needed to really heal. To sit with your own soul and to say, what is it that I need to work on? What is it that I need to bring healing to? What is it that I still haven't released from my past? That's a very quiet relationship with you and God, right? That's a very quiet sitting of yourself in the presence of God and saying, what is there that I need to learn about me, about my habits, about my patterns? I can go and listen to a million gurus and I can go and listen to 1,000 speakers, but until I become comfortable with the wisdom of my own soul, the soul that knows me the most, the soul that's been with me through every part of the journey, I might be missing the full story. And so we do need growth. I am always focused on, we grow daily, we evolve daily, everything God makes grows. And yet we also need healing. Sometimes we need to step back with a qualified coach or a counselor or a therapist and look at things in our past that we still may be bound to, that we're not even clear that we're bound to. Sometimes these things come up as triggers, because worthiness can only sustain pushing you as far as your healing and growth allow it to. And so if you say, I'm worthy of a good relationship, and you get into a relationship with a person who starts to love you and appreciate you and value you and, you know, shower you with affection, and you haven't healed a trigger from your past, be it with your father or with a man who, a man or a woman who made you forget your value. We know we can be in some things and make us forget who we are. Trauma will do that. It will distort your view of yourself. It will distort your view of God. It will distort your view of goodness. That's what trauma does. It steals your vision. It steals truth. And so if we haven't made peace with some of these things in the past, it's not enough to get something new. I don't want to put new wine in old wineskins, right? So there takes growth to say, I want the new wine, but it takes healing to replace the old wineskins. And so as you're on this journey, I want to encourage you, be focused on both growth and healing. Don't sit too long in healing. Oh, I got to heal, 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 I got to heal. Because that keeps you stuck. It keeps you replaying old stories, replaying the wreck, replaying what happened, falling into the victim and martyr mentality. We've all done that. We've all slept in that bed. We've all lived on that street. But when you do both at the same time, and we engage both energies at the same time, we give ourselves the highest possibility of transformation, not change, but transformation. Growth provides you with a lot of information, but healing mixed with growth provides you with revelation. And when you get revelation, you can have some transformative things shift on the inside of your life. And so you're worthy of both growth and healing, not to neglect one or the other, but to work them in this beautiful synergy and beautiful harmony. And so I have your soul work for today. I have been on this, video kick where I have been recording daily videos of myself as a journal. So the revelation has been coming so quickly in my life because we've been fasting and praying as a community on and off these past few months. And so, you know, just increases revelation and increases spiritual discernment. And so I've been recording videos. Now I'm like they do on the reality show, the little confessional room. And I've been going back and watching these videos of like these daily divine downloads. So your soul work is to video record yourself and acknowledge to yourself in your video recording to yourself of what you're proud of. Acknowledge yourself. I looked in the camera and I just said a couple of days ago, and I said, I'm so proud of you for navigating through this tough situation. You know, I'm proud of how you held your dignity. And I just spoke to myself about it because we run out to this world looking for people to speak to us in ways that we haven't even spoken to ourselves. Acknowledge what you're proud of and then give yourself something that you want to see yourself heal in. I want to see you heal in the way you treat your body. I want to see you heal in, you know, some of the memories that you're still recycling that are unforgiveness or whatever it may be. But coach yourself. You know you better than anybody else. And so film yourself talking to yourself, save it on your phone. You'll go back and watch it a few months later and be like, wow, I've really grown since then, right? I believe in journaling, but sometimes there's something beautiful about hearing your voice and speaking directly to yourself. So I want to encourage you to do that for your soul work. And then for those of you who really want to have transformative breakthrough, again, we are pushing this final retreat to Sedona. In 2020, our retreats will be co-ed because they will all center around this work of worthiness. But our final retreat in Sedona for our sisterhood, Women Who Move Mountains, is coming up in October. You can email us hello@ShannonYvette.com to get an intake interview with us. We've made this retreat affordable and accessible to all. And we want to make sure that you get to this magical place, Sedona, Arizona. If you've never been, it's one of the few places in the world, one of the seven places in the world that has natural energy vortexes. It is just a beautiful place to go and journey for pilgrimage. We go and we praise the God of the Bible. We worship the God of creation. We see mountains move. We see quantum leaps in our growth. And we see incredible healing that it may take you 10 years of therapy to get to. We see it move immediately because there is something about a woman that will get on a plane and leave her comfort zone and go after her healing. There is something that moves heaven and earth when you have that many women coming together to say, I am worthy of my vision, I'm worthy of my destiny. I'm worthy of the legacy in my family. I'm worthy of my growth. So we only have a certain amount of spaces available. This retreat will sell out quicker than normal because we have so many people who've been putting this trip on the back burner. I'll go next time. And now it's like, this is the last time that we're going as a community. I will always return to Sedona for private work and VIP work with clients because it's one of my favorite places in the world to do this type of soul work. And yet this is your final chance to join us as a sisterhood. So don't miss out. God bless you. I encourage you to stay on this path of both growth and healing. I'm so honored that you let me be a part of your healing and growth journey. I don't take that lightly. And I will see you next time on Worthy Radio. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me today on Worthy Radio. Please feel free to visit us online at shannonyvette.com. My prayer is that you continue to come up higher in personal worthiness and intimacy with God in order to flourish in life and flourish in love.